16. Last weekend, the Apolinarska Maternity Hospital in Prague reported a record number of newborns. Doctors and nurses were kept on their toes as they delivered 62 babies within 48 hours. The maternity ward was bursting at the seams, and soon mothers had to be moved to other wards where extra beds were set up to accommodate them. We've never seen anything like it. On average, a weekend will bring up to 10 newborns at the most, and on some, there are none at all, the head obstetrician told reporters. It is not clear what was behind the unexpected baby boom, but apparently most of the babies born that weekend were conceived on New Year's Day. You know how tiresome it can be to wait for your meal to arrive when you're eating out. Some restaurants are better than others, but a restaurant owner in Pilsen seems to have found the answer to keeping his customers happy while they wait. He has a collection of some 200 brain teasers, and the minute you sit down and place your order, the waiter brings round a brain teaser or two, selecting easier ones for kids and more sophisticated ones for adults. Very few people resist, one of the waiters says. After a minute or two, they reach for them and start fiddling with the pieces. By the time their meal arrives, some have a problem setting it aside. In fact, some of them can't resist pinching the puzzle they were working on to finish it at home. The owner regularly stocks up on new brain teasers, and he says that ever since he got the idea, watching his own kids play with them before dinner, he has not heard any complaints from his customers. Spicing up your sex life in public places may sound like fun, but it's not always advisable. A young couple who decided to act out a rape at 1:30 a.m. on the deserted streets of Chomutov had no idea they had an audience. The local town hall had recently had cameras installed to increase public safety and prevent pickpocketing, and so it happened that the couple's sex antics appeared on screen at the local police station. Thinking it a real rape, the officers jumped into their car and sped to the main square. But before they could arrest the perpetrator, the young people had jumped into the car and sped off, doubtless in search of some other exotic location. Jablonec's Group, the biggest producer of crystal glass and jewellery in the country, has launched a brand new jewellery collection for cats and dogs. Coral and pearl necklaces, chokers, leashes and jewelled hair clips will be available at dog and cat salons just before Christmas, so you can show your pet just how much you care. Just make sure your wife gets something better, because one of these cat and dog necklaces costs 100,000 crowns, and with all those sapphires and diamonds, you wouldn't want the dog to outshine her at social events. Two cats and two dogs have acted as models for the Jablonec catalogue, and they all look stunning. The collection's designer says that all the jewellery is animal-friendly. Anything the cats and dogs try to tear off was redesigned. So, how many Czech pets are going to be flaunting precious stones next year? Jablonec says not many. 80% of its production is sold abroad, and this animal collection was made in response to growing demand from clients in South America, Canada, Germany, and France. The town of Hoslovice in southern Bohemia boasts a rare site in Central Europe, a water mill dating back to the 16th century, where time literally appears to have stood still. It has been preserved mainly thanks to its last owners, who cut themselves off from civilization and refused to have any modern-day inventions in the place, such as running water or electricity. The mill's latest innovation was a gin run by oxen. Although the couple lived there up until the year 2004, the mill looked like it had come straight out of the 19th century. When the South Bohemian Regional Authority acquired the property, they found milling devices which historians only know from diagrams in old books. The mill is now being restored and will soon become the pride of South Bohemia. Experts say the oldest parts of the mill were made of wood chopped down in 1568. Its roof is made of straw and reeds, and if all goes according to plan, the mill should be open to visitors early next year. Walking sticks have become a fashion accessory. The days when the plain wooden walking stick consigned one to the ranks of the old and disabled are long gone. Today, a custom-made walking stick is a matter of style and social standing, as it was among the gentry in the years of the First Republic. Firms are once again getting orders for canes that cost tens of thousands of crowns. Made of polished wood with inlays, gold and silver ornamentation and semi-precious or precious stones, these canes are really collector's items made for swaggering rather than leaning on. The handles are beautifully carved, depicting the head of a dog, dragon, eagle or the contours of a woman's body. The Rolling Stones each got one of these exquisite canes when they played in Brno in July of this year. Pavel Tashovsky, who designed the cane, says he made 5 copies, 4 for the Rolling Stones and 1 for himself. He says that people who see his Rolling Stones cane always ask for one for themselves, but so far he has refused, wanting to keep the Rolling Stones line exclusive. One of his canes cost between 5,000 and 30,000 crowns, and often the handles have secret compartments in which one can hide a knife, a scroll of paper, or a small bottle. At the height of their popularity in the 17th and 18th centuries, canes contained a vast variety of objects: a dagger, a compass, a watch, a pair of binoculars, or a small bottle of whiskey. The tradition of walking sticks or canes goes back to the days of the Egyptian pharaoh Tutankhamen. He was buried with 300 walking sticks to use in the afterlife. Much later, the walking stick was made popular in Europe by French kings. It went out of fashion in the 1930s, some say because getting into a car with a walking stick was no longer practical or elegant.